Phone Boy Speaks, episode 545, less than 1%.
As you've probably heard by now, T-Mobile actually gives you, on their Simple Choice plans, they give you free international data while you are outside of the U.S., but you're, of course, limited to 128 kilobits a second and, well, you know, no tethering and that kind of thing. So, interesting statistic about how much or how many customers actually paid upgrade, because you can get higher speeds if you're willing to you're willing to pay more money. They have plans very similar to what other providers charge, and or maybe it's a little bit cheaper. I guess I haven't compared, but I mean it seems reasonable anyway compared to what I've seen larger carriers do. So you can get 500 megabits of 4G LTE data in foreign countries for $50. Well, quite honestly, I can get a local SIM in Israel for $50 with much cheaper with much more data. So I'm not necessarily inclined to do that. But T-Mobile's saying that less than 1% of their customers are paying for the higher speeds, which it says a couple things. Number one, most consumers are probably fine with what they have, right? I mean, if they get any data, that's fantastic. T-Mobile's, of course, saying that their usage has gone up substantially since they've enabled the free stuff. Well, yeah, free is good. People will use it if it's there. But, will people pay for, faster data? Well, probably not. I mean, most people that are using it are probably happy that they have anything and that they're getting it for free. So it's like, well, why would I pay more? And also, how do you manage how much data you're using and keeping that in check? And that's always the challenge I have, even when I get a SIM in another country and I get a certain amount of data. How do you manage that and make sure that you're able to use it for the time that you're there and you don't run out? Well, This is why unlimited tends to be better, just because we don't have a good way of knowing what our phones are doing, unless at least not an iPhone. Maybe you do on Android. I am not sure, but yeah, I mean, I think T-Mobile saying that less than 1% are paying for more. Well, yeah, duh. it's easier to just say, well, I'll use what I've got, and if it's not fast enough, well, or maybe they don't need it. I don't know. I mean, but. T-Mobile is still satisfied with this. I guess they're not paying that much for the roaming data, and they're limiting the amount of data that they allow to keep those costs reasonable. Because I know they pay the foreign carriers for use, and so they factor a little bit into their pricing. And I'm sure that there's enough margin even in the less than 1% that probably covers the other bits and pieces of it. So anyway, not a shock, not a surprise that less than 1% pay for more data. But those that really do want it are probably not paying T-Mobile anyway. They're probably paying a local carrier. Maybe that should T-Mobile lower their prices? I don't know. I mean, that's for them to decide. But there are other options, of course, in other countries that if you really need data and you don't want to pay T-Mobile's exorbitant prices, you can probably find a deal on a local carrier, or you can pay T-Mobile. I'm sure they're happy to take it, or whoever your other carrier is. But I can assure you that it's a better deal than AT&T. That's for sure.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.